that when you walk into our Christmas Experience Gallery, you see the old curiosity shop and you walk through there and we have a fire burning in the corner, and then you go into the Elves Workshop. And in the Elves Workshop, you see Mrs. Claus sitting reading stories.
I'll hang on tight, cried James.
And then you can actually write a little list to Santa and hang it on the tree or post it to him.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
The magic of Christmas. No matter what your age, rarely fails to bring out the inner child in all of us. For some, though, those precious Christmas memories become fewer and start to fade. But last night, families living with dementia were given a chance to make another precious memory at a magical Christmas experience, as Judith Owens from Titanic Belfast explains.
I think it just gives them a little bit of time out. What we've done this evening is that the galleries are very quiet. We don't have as many people down. It gives them the time just to spend some time with their families in this wonderful environment.
We'll help to make the season bright.
When they came back to the garden, the heat of the engine had made the snowman's legs feel weak.
Give me an old-fashioned Christmas.
But what has this Christmas experience been like for the families? Diane Lowry was there with her mum Margaret, who has dementia.
She really is enjoying it, and she's met lots of people that she knows and met people that she didn't know, but she knows them now. Everything so far has been lovely. It's been magical.
Jim and Emily Wilson took their grandsons to this Christmas experience. Jim also has dementia.
It's very good, so it is. Very well done, though. Looked after.
Jim's wife, Emily, says the event is making memories for their family, which is the most important thing.
Jim will forget, but he'll not forget the emotion. What happens with people with dementia is they maybe not remember the experience, but they remember how they felt. And as well as that, for our three grandsons to remember their granda.
For one old-fashioned Christmas.
Jim was diagnosed 4 years ago, and we really have had some really good times together, some difficult times as well, but we've had a lot of fun times, and especially at Christmas, Jim always made it a tradition that we took the boys to see Santa.
And Jim, are you going to go and ask for anything of Father Christmas?
Oh, I will, I'll ask.
What would you ask for?
Oh, I can't tell.
Well, are you on the naughty or the nice list?
Oh, nice.
Maybe Santa will deliver for you then.
He may do, yeah. He may do.
But Christmas can be a difficult time for people living with dementia and their families. Liz Morrison from the Alzheimer's Society says there are things that can be done to make it easier.
Well, one thing is doing it slowly, introducing Christmas a little bit at a time. Another is trying to just keep routine so that not everybody visits all at once. You try to keep meal times at the same time. Another thing you can do is have a quiet room. So however hectic it gets at Christmas, the person with dementia has somewhere they can retreat to. But one of the really big things you can do at Christmas is sing.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh.
The Christmas songs, we all know them. They've been there all our lives, and they've been there all our grandparents' lives as well. So that's something we can all share together, is the fun of Christmas, the joy of singing. And singing's fantastic for people with dementia, so it's a great thing to do as a family.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
But no magical Christmas experience is complete, of course, without a message from Father Christmas.
Well, don't forget, some of the best gifts you can give are those you can't rob.
And may all